The Koi Gig Pod.
Yeah, I think what Athlone have done is now, as well as being a brilliant team, like the best team always wins the league. I'm a firm believer in that. But they're kind of like the blueprint of how to grow a team. I mean,
subscribe to the Koi Gig Pod on the Off the Ball app now.
Off the Balls Rugby Daily with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Thursday's Rugby Daily. My name is Richie McCormack, and on the way, Munster head of rugby operations Ian Costello provides the latest as the province search for a replacement for Graham Rowntree. Ireland defence coach Simon Easterby has the latest on Ireland's injury hit hookers, and Jordy Barrett will make his All Blacks comeback against England at the weekend as Scott Robertson responds to Joe Marler's hacker rant. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball is with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. First up today, Munster head of rugby operations Ian Costello says he's not interested in taking on the province's head coach's role full time. He's been placed in interim charge following the departure on Tuesday of Graham Rowntree, and Costello paid tribute to the former England prop this afternoon.
You know, won a trophy, we finished top of the league last year, and he was coach of the year last year, and I think it's fair to say that he's one of the most recognisable coaches of any province. You know, he lived the true values of Munster, like constantly. And I think he was a guy that was loved by the supporters, loved by the community, and had a huge connection to the province. Look, on a personal level, I couldn't say enough positive about Graham. He's been really good to me. He's been really good to the club. And I think that's why I think there's been such a reaction to the news this week.
According to Costello, a short list of names has not yet been drawn up as they prepare for Saturday's game with the All Blacks 15 at Thomond Park. They press pause on the process to find Rowntree's successor, but will resume the hunt after that All Blacks game. I asked Costello if he's confident that the adequate structures and finances are available for them to make their ideal appointment.
Yeah, I am. And look, I'm aware, obviously, that there's lots of discussion, you know, and external speculation about things like that. And like genuinely, if you asked me a week ago, you asked me now, it makes no difference. We're very confident where our squad is at. You know, we've had a focus on our pathway and developing young players, and they're coming through really, really strongly. And the middle tier of our squad has really pushed on. So the vision that we laid out a few years ago is really coming to fruition. We're inconsistent at the moment in terms of our form, and we need to get more people back in the field. But that's probably where our focus is. You know, the support from the RFU and the support from the Munster, the board and the PGC, anytime we look for something, it's been there. As always, you know, there are certain constraints, but it certainly isn't a limiting factor.
On yesterday's Off the Ball breakfast, Matt Williams said consistency is something that's required at Munster, and Costello echoed that sentiment with me today.
Yeah, I think that's fair, Richie. We've worked really hard, and Graham was a big part of this. We've worked really hard in the alignment and integration, top to bottom in the club. It's become a real point of difference. You're going to see six academy players involved against the All Blacks at the weekend. And, you know, over 80 guys were capped last year. So we need to be, you know, on the same page and have a shared understanding top to bottom around our rugby principles, how we coach, how we prepare people in terms of S&C, et cetera. And that's where our academy pathway and seniors are really well aligned and integrated. So when we look for a new head coach, you know, we want them to come in and add to what we're doing rather than come in and fundamentally change it. That includes our culture, which, again, we have a very, very clear identity. And so, yeah, I think it's, you know, consistency will be a very important part of that, Richie, but it'd be definitely something that we'd be looking for.
An hour or so after wrapping that press conference, Ian Costello named his team to face that All Blacks 15 at Thomond Park on Saturday, and it is one that includes Peter O'Mahony, who returns from injury to start a blindside flanker. There'll also be a debut for their summer signing from Connacht winger Dermot Kilgallen. Also in line for a debut is Evan O'Connell off the bench. So Munster will start with Mike Haley at full back. Shane McCarthy and Kilgallen are on the wings. Tom Farrell and Rory Scanlon are the centre partnership. Billy Burns is named at out half. Ethan Coughlin will start at scrum half. It's a front row of John Ryan starting at loose head once again, Dermot Barron, who captains the team, and Stephen Archer. Finian Witcherly and Tom Ahern packed down in the second row. O'Mahony starts at blindside flanker. John Hodnett is at open side, and Gavin Coombs is named at number 8. On the bench for Munster will be Niall Scannell, Kieran Ryan, Ronan Fox, Evan O'Connell, Ruan Quinn, Paddy Patterson, Tony Butler, and Ben O'Connor. Now to Ireland, who have no new injury concerns ahead of the first of their autumn series on Friday week against the All Blacks. Mac Hansen missed the last two rounds of URC fixtures for Connacht with a hip injury. Hooker is another area of concern for Ireland, with Rob Herring yet to play this season and Ronan Kelleher nursing a knee injury. But according to Simon Easterby, all three are progressing well.
No, everyone was good today, and yeah, we're really pleased. The medics have done a great job in sending the provincial stuff, and then the transition into national camp has been really seamless in terms of those players that have come in with a couple of niggles. But so far, so good. So hopefully that will continue. We'll have a full deck to train with tomorrow and leading into next week.
Nando Parado, a survivor of the Uruguayan Air Force Flight 571 in the Andes, whose crash inspired the movie Alive, was invited to speak to the Irish squad ahead of their autumn campaign. Easterby provided some detail on what Parado shared with the squad.
Yeah, just a really inspirational figure in terms of what he and his teammates went through, in terrible conditions. I didn't realise that he was obviously one of a member of 17 players on that flight, but he also had his mother on the flight, his sister on the flight. He lost them in the accident, and they spent 2.5 months trying to figure out a way of staying alive. It was really inspirational. Just someone that you could relate to because of his rugby background. The team that he played with has a shamrock on the jersey that they play in, and he obviously has a massive love and affiliation to Ireland because of that. He grew up being taught by the Christian Brothers. There was a familiarity and similarities to what he was talking about. Yeah, and a real inspiration and interesting to hear from someone that had been through all of that and still had the positivity to come out the other side and live a very good life. Maybe a lot of people had seen the old film, the Alive film, and then there's another more recent one being made. And I'd say until you hear from the people that were actually involved in those experiences, you don't probably fully appreciate what they went through and how much they relied on each other and were able to work through some really tough times and come out the other side, and obviously they lost a lot of friends and family along the way, but it was a pretty inspiring story.
Leinster-bound Jordy Barrett will make his return to All Blacks action against England this weekend. He was forced to miss September's final round of rugby championship fixtures and last week's test with Japan due to a knee injury. Barrett's return is one of 11 changes from last week's trip to Yokohama, with only Mark Talea keeping his place on the wing. Bowden Barrett is preferred at out half to Damon McKenzie, while in the pack, Tamaiti Williams, Sam Kane and Wallace Satiti are retained. Robertson says Bowden Barrett's all-round game saw him get the nod ahead of McKenzie at out half.
A little bit. Bowden's experience, he understands what it is with the Northern and the tours. If it's out of his hands or off his foot or game management, he's very instinctive, with the way he plays, but also knows how to get you around the field. So we believe he's the best one for this week.
And the All Blacks head coach says Bowden Barrett is indeed a joy to work with.
It's probably confirmed. I knew he was professional, but he's ultimate. Like, day-to-day, his daily habits, his ability to, own the team, stand up and demand what's required, very articulate and he knows the game well. Look, I've been impressed in that regard, and, he's performed when we gave that opportunity, either at the end of games or now that, the last test match against Australia. So he's had a good week.
Robertson also gave his response to England prop Joe Marler's assertion this week that the Haka should be binned.
Joe, I know Joe. I wonder if he wish he could have articulated himself a little bit better on that. Look, the Haka for us, it's a custom. It's part of who we are. It's a DNA. It's, you can welcome somebody. It's for occasions, for joy, for connection, and also for challenge. And we use it as a challenge. And we believe it's a great tradition of rugby. There's all Pacific nations, do beforehand, just to honour where they've come from. So not just about the All Blacks, it's about us as a country. So it means a lot to us.
And Robertson was asked if they'll use Marler's comments as motivation at Twickenham.
I don't have to put it up on the wall when you're on social media. I think, and I personally don't, but the boys are aware of it. And look, we don't use it as such to say this is what's been said, it's disrespectful. I think, especially in this regard, because it's probably happened before, but, you know, we'll discuss it and decide how we deal with it respectfully.
So that All Blacks starting 15 will have Will Jordan at full-back, Mark Talaia and Caleb Clark this week are on the wings. Reco Ioane and Jordy Barrett are in the centre. Bowden Barrett's named it out half, with Cortez Ratham preferred at scrum half. It's a front row of Tommy Eattie Williams, Cody Taylor and Terrell Lomax. Scott Barrett will captain the team from the second row alongside Tupou Vahey. Wallace Satiti starts at blindside flanker. Sam Kane starts at openside and Ardie Savea will be at number 8. Robertson has opted against matching Steve Borthwick's 6-2 on the bench, going with a 5-3. Asafo Amua, Ofat Tungafasi and Basilio Tosi cover the front row. Patrick Tuipulotu and Samapeni Finau are the other forward cover. Cam Roygaard, Anton Leonard-Brown and Damian McKenzie will cover the backs. Archie Griffin has revealed he's been diagnosed with a heart condition. The 23-year-old Bath prop, who's in the Wales squad for their upcoming Autumn Internationals, has got pericarditis. The condition is an inflammation of the protective sac around the heart. He's not played since he was taken ill last month, and it's a condition, he says, that will require monitoring, but he should be able to resume playing. Glasgow at half, Tom Jordan could make his Scotland debut in Saturday's meeting with Fiji. The New Zealand-born 26-year-old has been named among the replacements for Gregor Townsend's side. Townsend has made 4 alterations among his backs and 9 to the pack following their most recent outing, which was the summer win against Uruguay. He's without the likes of Finn Russell and Blair Kinghorn, though, as Townsend is unable to select players from the top quarters or the Premiership due to this fixture coming outside their designated window. So Scotland will start with Kyle Rowe at full-back, Darcy Graham and Duhan van der Merwe on the wings. Hugh Jones and new captain Sione Tuipulotu are in the centre. Adam Hastings starts a fly half with Ali Price named at scrum half. It's a front row, Pierre Schoeman, Ewan Ashman and Xander Fagerson. Grant Gilchrist and Scott Cummings are in the second row. Matt Fagerson starts at blindside flanker. Rory Darge is at openside. Jack Dempsey is named at number 8. And the replacements for Scotland are Dylan Richardson, Rory Sutherland, Darcy Ray, Max Williamson, Gregor Brown, Jamie Dobie, Tom Jordan and Stafford McDowell. And finally, as rumours continue to swirl around Bundy Aki, the Ireland centre has been given the highest praise by one of his former Connacht coaches. Andy Friend joined Ger and Colm on this morning's Off the Ball Breakfast, with Aki understood to have already held talks with Toulon, and Friend admits the centre would be a huge loss to Connacht.
He's been an incredible servant to Connacht rugby and Irish rugby during the time he's been here. And if Bundy was to leave, then there'd be good reason for Bundy to leave. It would be Bundy making that decision to go. What he's done for the Irish jersey and for the Connacht jersey will never be forgotten. And where he ends up, that's up to Bundy.
If he does go away for a couple of years, some kind of role for Bundy in Connacht in the future, whatever that might be a way for everybody to feel happy at the end.
Bundy's created a persona and a reputation about himself which is probably second to none in Galway. You know, he walks down the street and the street stops. So that's a credit to him. How he then uses that for his future post-rugby is going to be really important for him.
You can hear much more from Andy Friend by becoming an Off the Ball member now. And that's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. My name is Richie McCormack. I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you, with thanks to Bank of Ireland, tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.